ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
And we're at Take It Like a Fan with Chip.
The dog.
Bored Bo.
Explain that. Well, are you bored of us?
Because I'm on the soundboard. My nickname's Bo. Bored Bo.
Bored Bo.
Well, pretty good week, obviously, for the Bucks, but we got some other good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best of victories, but...
A victory's a victory.
It was pretty clean. It was pretty clean all around.
Especially with our last two games prior to that.
Yes, I agree.
You're kind of quiet over there, but you
just
got anything?
Waiting for week 14?
15. Who do we got?
Falcons.
We got the Falcons, then Detroit, then back to Falcons.
Yep. We're going to the Dome this weekend. Mercedes Dome.
There you go.
What was it, a 92% chance now of us making the playoffs?
Just went out. I don't read that stuff, man. Because there's always a negative to it. Just like the guy was saying, there's 6% chance they might not make it. Well, you know what? Just win out. Take care of your job. Do your thing. Get there. Don't worry about anybody else.
I agree.
They control their own destiny.
I agree. Before we get into all that, though, in the Bucks game.
Do some headlines.
We had some pretty cool ones, actually. There was some feel-good stories. Did you see this about in Pittsburgh that somebody came in and stole a whole bunch of toys and clothes and stuff like that for Christmas?
Scumbag.
At Jerome Bettis' house?
Nope. Jerome Bettis stepped up.
Whose house?
And decided giving jerseys and stuff like that for them to auction off and get the money. And then some, I think, Stephon Twit. What position does he play on Pittsburgh?
Was that the guy that was the linebacker that got paralyzed?
What was his name?
I can't remember his name either. Damn, that's bad.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
But yes, but either way, so a lot of the players are coming out.
Good for him.
Helping out.
Whoever stole that is a complete scumbag.
No. The Grinch?
No. Scumbag.
And that's what he tweeted. But the bus tweeted, we can't let the Grinch steal Christmas.
That's the Grinch. Yep. There's no other word for you besides the Grinch if you're going to steal kids' presents from a kid.
Aside from the Gator football loss.
Why do we have to talk about
last
that?
Weekend? Well, we got to say that.
It was a shoof throwing contest.
We had some good Gator news today.
We threw for $4.99.
Yes, we did. And lost.
No, well, the one was a 25-yard pass with the shoe. Mm-hmm. Man, that one hurt.
It did hurt.
That one just sucked.
And what we finish off the year?
It shouldn't have came
Alabama,
to that regardless.
Right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Yep.
Well, we'll still get a bowl game. Just ain't looking good.
Not looking good. But the Gators did have some good news. It sounds like the senior basketball player is breathing and talking to doctors.
That is very good news. Yeah. Very good news.
The guy collapsed.
Scary moment.
So what was the deal? I mean, I know that I haven't even heard like what they're saying.
He just hit the floor. Nobody died. They haven't released what it is. He just hit the floor and just kind of spazzed out and went unconscious.
And then they put him into a medically induced coma for a couple of days.
He was unresponsive. What else? Yeah. Apparently he did have the COVID earlier, but you know.
I wonder if they're going to
look at that. No. Just you went past this one. By the way, shout out to Kyle Trask for breaking Danny Werfel's all-time pass touchdown record, too. Yeah. Kudos. But you still lost.
So, what, are you screaming past this, the Jake Paul thing? Offering $50 million to...
For Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Dude, you're offering $50 million to get your ass beat?
Exactly.
Who is this? How does he have $50 million to...
YouTube.
He was a YouTube...
Give me $50
million. His brother.
You won't ever hear from me again.
Yeah. Dana White says that's never going to happen. What else we got going on here?
Oh, Wade no, Connor will just knock him out. I hope he does.
Nate Diaz stepped up and said, dude, I'll beat your ass for free.
For real.
Wayne Gretzky, priceless items recovered after heist. I guess they were at his dad's house. Somebody came in, broke into his dad's house and stole all the items.
What is up with these scumbags? Stay strapped, people.
Yeah. Stay strapped.
You got scumbags out there.
You do have scumbags out there, man.
This
one's a classic right here. Vancouver Canucks. Pressured to change the logo over cultural appropriation concerns.
That
logo.
It's a orca, isn't it?
But there's something wrong with this? I mean, are you serious? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, their teeth aren't really square, are they? So, I can see where I'd get offended, too, if I was an orca.
Idiot race owner must rename his horse because he called it the Jungle Bunny. Yeah, well, I can understand.
Is there bunnies in jungle?
I can understand that being a problem.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's another feel-good story. Looks like Duncan Robinson donates 10,000 meals in Florida.
Nice. Kudos.
Who's Duncan Robinson?
Hit player for the Heat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What do you mean? He has Nate Diaz lectures Jake Paul. You need your ass beat for Freeman.
Yes. I can't wait till Mayweather puts this guy in his place for real. Let's end this discussion on Jake Paul.
I want if I was in Cali. Mm-hmm.
And hold on. Go back up real quick.
And I was a big fighter, or one of my buddies were. I'd just say, let's run up on him.
So Nate Diaz says, Jake Paul, you need your ass beat for free. You spoiled. Fuck, you can't really fight dumb shit. You're going to end up with your ass whooped for real. And he said, you saw what happened to the other Nate?
Yeah, but then he says, check this little homage before someone does.
Oh, wow. That's
his brother, Logan Paul.
His profile picture, a cartoon?
It's that guy from
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z or whatever.
Real cute, bud. Real cute.
Steph Curry card selling for $600K? His rookie card?
How?
Already?
Because people think it's going to be worth the most.
That's crazy.
Yeah, $600K though on a card?
Yeah. You'd probably Cleveland Indians. Name change will reduce suicides. NCAI president hits it home. Okay.
Now, what are they going to be the Cleveland baseball team?
No, well, they're not changing it until after the 2021 season. So it's like, what sense does it make? Whatever.
They should change the Chiefs, the Seminoles, everybody. Blackhawks, just get rid of it all.
Lightning.
Just it's all going to be all like, you know, city names and their sport they play.
Tom Brady is now on license plates in Florida.
Yeah, I mean.
Best buddies.
Stop hating. Stop hating.
Might have to get one of those.
Oh, Lamar, last night's game. What a great game that was. You
didn't like that in fantasy.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm still winning by a point, but it's a two-week playoff.
You guys don't want to start talking about FanDuel already in fantasy. You don't want to do that.
Why?
I came back out of nowhere last night.
You lost.
I was in a distant third, and I had to count on Andrews, tight end for Baltimore.
He got you 10 points.
He did, by just catching.
Whoa.
He could have got me 20 and put me closer. Score a touchdown.
He could have got 30, and you still wouldn't have won. So let's just leave it at that.
Huh. Whoa. Yeah, exactly. Is this your first victory?
Let's just take a look and see. 132 for Bo. 104.78.
So that means you started with 94. So you needed 40. You needed 53 points. 51 points.
I started with 90. I needed 43 points to beat you.
Huh? Well, yeah, tomatoes, tomatoes.
And I got 10. But yeah. I did beat the dog.
Yep.
Don't worry, we'll jump into this again next weekend.
Great. Bring it on.
So what's the record in that? Everyone's 1-1-1?
No, I won the first 2 weeks. I did.
Is that right, dog?
Yeah.
I'm
3-2 technically, because we picked this up in week 10.
So you've won two, I've won one.
I've won three. Because there was 1 week where we played. He didn't play. I won.
Yeah,
there was another week where you played each of us, and I beat you.
But I won, and you threw that out. You said it doesn't count because dog didn't play.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Nope.
Pull the tape.
Nope. Can't pull the tape.
All right. Aside from that, let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about the game.
What game?
Bucks game.
Jump right into it.
Best thing about the Bucks game. Dog.
I would honestly say... the defense with the six sacks, the forced fumble.
It's impressive.
14 points on the board. Yeah. Dalvin Cook still got his 100, but, I mean, at the end of the day, Dalvin Cook's, you know, he's leading the league right now in rushing. So,
yeah.
I think they did it wasn't outstanding.
Job.
I mean, coming off a bye.
What do you feel about the O-line? Did they do a better job?
Yeah, I think the O-line did good. I think Donovan held his own. Granted, they don't have –
A
tremendous pass rush, or just a good defense overall. They got Harrison Smith. They got a couple good linebackers, but Anthony Barr is still banged up. I think he's out for the year. So we got lucky with the corners. I mean, Scotty Miller took off. He had that big one for 49 yards.
I heard Coach today say that he was the fifth option on that play.
Yeah.
He was the fifth option on that play.
It wasn't even supposed to go to him, but Brady got enough time to look in the pocket and saw.
No, he's seen the safety drop, and that's
why
he
didn't drop the safety bit on the play action.
Yeah, and that's why he chucked it up.
See, Brady made the comment about how you won't catch him dead living in the Northeast in the winter again.
I mean, if you're smart,
never going back.
If you're smart,
yeah,
you might have to go back one day to play a game if he's still going to play.
But he's not going to be living there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that I was proud of is we didn't give the ball away. Okay. I think we got it, what, 2 times?
JPP had a fumble.
JP had a strip sack, fumble.
When JPP took
I think
it right
we, I
out
think
of
they had they had two or three fumbles that they recovered.
Yeah,
but,
Winfield had one, but it bounced right back in a – you like that, too.
Other than that, I still don't get why this team just struggles out of the gate.
I don't either.
It's not – I mean, it's look, not so it, much I mean, as a concern, but it needs to be corrected in these 3 weeks.
I know, and I like seeing McCoy a little bit more. I look at our stables, though. Literally, I mean, Rojo's no joke.
Fournette's got
it in him.
He's got a fractured finger right now.
Pinky finger.
McCoy's no, he's got it in him too. I know he's got a little bit older legs. I think 32, 33 years old. They were talking about yesterday. Then again, look at the receiving core. Same thing. Tight end, even though Howard's out right now, still great. Gronkowski, dude. These guys. Every single position is beast mode. I agree. I don't understand how the hell they struggle at all. And you got the GOAT leading the team.
Yeah, he had a slow start. He missed Godwin
did
on that
say,
one ball.
Yeah,
missed
miss
Gronk.
That?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it really is him as far as getting the team ready to go. You know, I mean, week one, he took us right downfield and ran the ball in. And, like, we were like, oh, my God, we've never seen the Bucs come out week one, receive the ball, opening drive, and score a touchdown. We were all ecstatic for it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's going to happen. It'll happen.
All right. Well, what about – I see here that the new schedule's out for MLB, the preseason, at least the preseason schedule. What's the deal with the schedule this year? It's obviously not 162 games.
I
haven't seen
because they're starting around the same time, right? That they always start.
That's
late
February,
early March.
That's spring training now. Spring training is spring training. It's like 30 days.
Yeah. They should have a regular full season.
You think they will this year?
I mean, I would hope they're starting on time. Last year, I think the Marlins were the only team that really came down in Washington that really came down with the C-19. But I mean.
So it looks like
protocols.
The end of February. So all of March is your spring training.
Well, you got the whole schedule. It's
and then
regular season.
April 1st, April Fool's Day is your.
Yep.
First day
versus Miami.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like a normal schedule to me as far as now. Hopefully, everything goes through and we have lots of fans in the stadium.
Are they still going to be playing in those like selected divisions? Like,
how well played? No, it doesn't. Let me see that real quick.
Well, he's looking at that. I
we got Kansas City, Chicago, Washington. We played Washington, Minnesota. So we're playing. We're not playing. It doesn't look like we're playing any West Coast teams. Houston. We're at Houston.
That's the farthest we go.
Oh, no. We do go to Seattle and Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So, yeah. It looks like a regular season.
Starting to get back into the regular groove.
Oakland. Yeah. We go to actually Oakland in the first or we're home against Oakland.
Raptors preseason's kicking off, and they got Miami this Friday. 3,200 people they're letting into the arena. They're going to max out, I think, what does it say, 3,800
Is that the first game this season?
Preseason. Friday, and then with plans of 3,800 seats for regular season games is what they're going to do.
So do you think they're going to allow the same thing for our Stanley Cup champions?
I keep hearing that they're trying to kick off in January because obviously they're already supposed to have been started for regular season.
Yeah.
But I checked the schedule. Nothing's being posted. Nothing.
So how can you let them in a stadium, 3,800 people, mm-hmm. and then not allow it for hockey?
Oh, I would think that they will.
Hockey had hubs.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, they're going playing at Amalie where Lightning plays.
I think they're going to stay hubs in Canada because Canada is the one strong country that doesn't want players traveling cross borders, so I think they're going to play all their games up in Canada again.
Oh, that's going to be horrible.
So
I'm thinking from last what I read, that's what I understood.
I hope
they're
going
to bubble the whole NHL.
It's all going to stay in Canada.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
I was just telling you guys early. Google's just announced today they're not opening until September. I mean, but
how would you do that? Because I think there's only like, well, I mean, I guess there's a lot of college and. Other ice rinks they got probably up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's thousands of ice rinks, especially when you don't need stuff for, you know, 15,000 fans.
That's a good point. But anyways, they're kicking off this Friday. So 3,200 people, because I believe they've already sold the tickets, are going to be there for the first preseason game.
When's the regular season start for basketball? for it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nah, that was an old Rock reference.
No. All right, so we got MLB across the board. Gators, obviously, like we said, they did take a loss. Mm. LSU this weekend.
Stupid loss.
Did you guys see stupid loss? Did you? I know it didn't matter, but did you see the end of the Ravens-Browns game last night?
No, I didn't.
And, well, the last play? The last play, obviously. I mean, it changed up the outcome for, I'm sure, like it's been posted, millions of dollars of betting.
Was it
obviously.
The
safety.
Safety? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But they did. They covered because of that.
Not if you had Browns minus three.
What?
If you had Browns minus three.
I'm saying, but yeah. It still threw off what you were expecting 2 seconds ago.
That's right. Horrible.
And what a terrible way to lose your bet with that kind of play.
Terrible way to lose a game.
Well,
with a safety? To end it with a safety?
No, well, they were already winning. And Browns were trying to do the last-minute scramble, throw back and forth to each other, and one ran into the end zone. Got trapped back there in the end zone.
Yeah,
and,
he couldn't get out.
And tried to throw it out of the end zone. Wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Jeez. Yeah, but,
so, yep. That was a brutal ending. So, picks. We already went over FanDuel.
Who won again?
Well, I mean, really, is it bigger to stay ahead the entire time or to come from the bottom ranks and work your way up and take that second place trophy?
There's no trophy for second.
No participation trophies
no,
here. Take
there's
it like a man.
Nothing for second.
Okay, cool.
There's a chicken wrap.
That was good. Wrap. I've been asking for that for weeks, and that was good tonight. All right, so then let's get into our picks real quick.
I think I lost.
I know you did. So
you know I did?
I'm 100%er. Let's start it off with the New England, Los Angeles.
You chose New England.
Okay. Let's take it over to Houston. Loses to Chicago.
Chicago won.
Yep. Dallas knocks off Cincy. KC knocks out Miami.
It's pretty. Yeah, that was somewhat of an entertaining game, too. Mm. It wasn't too bad.
Arizona takes over NYG. Tampa Bay, of course, knocked off Minnesota. Denver takes
Ooh,
care of
Denver
Carolina.
Did beat Carolina.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I didn't know
Who
that.
Took Denver? Boom, boom. Tennessee knocks off Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Indy beats up on the Raiders. Seattle really beats up on the Jets. Green Bay knocks off Detroit. Philly takes over in New Orleans. And Chargers knock off Atlanta. Washington smacks San Fran. And Buffalo beats Pitt by 11.
Chip Monday got night, another one.
Monday night game, Cleveland loses to Baltimore.
Thank God.
So Chip wins?
Chip won.
Boom. What is that, dog? 6.5?
That's cool.
6.5 to what?
A bunch of no other numbers.
6.5 to 2 to 4. So I'm back to you guys can add your score, and I'm still winning.
That's cool.
That's cool, man.
Oh, that's cool,
Whatever
man.
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. All right, so let's quickly, before we go into a break, let's go ahead and do week 15 picks. Here we go. Los Angeles going to the Raiders. That's the Chargers going to the Raiders.
What is that, Thursday?
Thursday, December 17th. What you got, dog?
Ah, man, I'm going to take Chucky.
Okay. And
Raiders.
You both are doing the Raiders?
Yep, go Chargers.
I am, Chargers. Buffalo and Denver. I said Buff.
Yeah, I'm going Buffalo.
Green Bay will knock off Carolina.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Green Bay.
Bo will probably take Atlanta. I'm going Tampa Bay. How about you?
Why would I go Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm going TB.
Hold on. Where are we at? Buffalo?
Tampa Bay, Atlanta. We got Carolina.
Oh, there's two Saturday games this week. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're starting this week.
Tampa, Atlanta?
Tampa.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa.
Are you sure, Bo?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say that San Fran is going to be Dallas.
More than likely.
Oh, man. I mean, they're both banged up.
Are them boys back, though?
No.
You're damn right they ain't.
No.
Them stupid boys.
Those are always a good rivalry matchup right there.
It's 49ers. Who are you taking?
Well, exactly. It's the 49ers. Yeah.
But it's Dallas.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. It's Dallas. They're. I'm going to go Niners just because I don't like anything Dallas is doing.
Niners cross the board.
Detroit, Tennessee. I think everybody will agree Tennessee is going to take this one.
Yup.
Okay, now here we get a little bit more interesting. Houston going to Indy.
Nah, Indy.
I'm going Phil.
Huh?
Phillip Rivers.
Rilp Rivers?
Rilp Fivers.
Really?
You going Houston, Chip? You should. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, you might have a problem.
Now, just because you said I should, I'm not. Indy.
Don't go with Indy.
New England, Miami.
This might be a sleeper game.
For who?
For the Patriots.
Okay.
You think?
Bill always just not figures out.
He's never lost to a rookie quarterback.
And he always
that is true, but I'm still going Miami.
He's always figured out a way to, after a big loss like that, he's gonna bounce back. I'm gonna ride with the home stater. I'm gonna go with Miami.
He just gasses Bill up.
I think this is where I got it. I'm gonna jump ship.
Good. Yep. Go home. Katie would be proud.
New England.
Oh.
Chicago.
This is another good one.
Minnesota. Minnesota. Yeah.
This is a big game for both these teams. Playoff starts for both these teams.
Yeah, not really.
Minnesota.
For sure. I just don't trust Kirk Cousins.
I don't trust Nick Foles.
I'm going Chicago.
Okay.
I don't trust
Nick Foles.
Here's
a good one, actually. Seattle at the Washington hot football team.
The defense
is
on fire.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually.
Russ has been struggling.
Yeah, I'm going to go Washington. I'm going to go with your boy,
Alex Smith.
Yep.
I'm definitely
going. And I'm going to go home and watch that ESPN 360 you were just telling me about.
Yeah, that was a good story about Alex Smith.
Yeah. Alex Smith.
I'm definitely going Russell.
Okay. See, yeah, really? Okay.
Ah!
Jacksonville going to Baltimore.
See, this is another one.
How
is this a good game?
I'm definitely going Baltimore.
Did you not watch Lamar Jackson last night?
I did. It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a great game for fantasy owners of Lamar Jackson.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm Baltimore too.
Will the Jets be able to break that streak against the Rams?
No way.
No.
No. No.
Philly going to Arizona?
I'm Arizona all day. I don't want them to win. I hate Philly. That's how bad I hate
it.
Boy,
it was not bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, Arizona has a way better defense.
Arizona. He sold me. Taking KC over New Orleans. Maybe we'll see Winston this. Oh, nope, probably not. Dog, share with everybody what you shared with us with about Bo's favorite quarterback.
So with the last 2 years, Winston's still leading the league in interceptions.
He's leading the league in interceptions.
It's turnovers.
It doesn't matter. He's been on a bench for over a year.
Well, he played like a quarter.
Yeah, well, listen.
Are you going
and how many? And how, no.
Yeah, I'm going KC.
Cleveland, New York?
This one.
I mean, but think about that. He's still leading the league.
He's not leading the league.
It doesn't matter. Even if you were in top five.
No, Carson Wentz has more since 2019.
Even if you were top five in that turnover category, regardless, turnovers, interceptions, whatever it is, you have not played at all this year.
And you're still up there.
And you're still talking about him.
Yeah, okay.
Rent-free in your head.
Cleveland, New York. I'm going Cleveland. You can't go to New York.
What do you mean? They just beat Seattle.
And then they lost.
To Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona beat Seattle.
And I think Cleveland's a better team than Arizona.
Who
beat? Do.
See, the thing that scares me with Cleveland is they don't know how to finish a game.
No,
they do trick plays. They do they got weapons everywhere. I just can't. I'm going to go Cleveland, but if I were to bet on this one, my personal money, I would take the underdog. I'm going to go Cleveland.
Pittsburgh at Cincy. I think we all know Pittsburgh's going to take this
one. Are you kidding me?
Pittsburgh's going to take this one, and it is going to be a grand total of 38 points.
I took 34 and a half.
Yeah, I got Pittsburgh, and I'm going to say, fuck it, 40.
There it is. All right. So
all right.
Our picks.
Here's our picks.
Anything going on? There's nothing really going on with Lightning. The Raptors we talked about. Nothing really. Anything going on with the Rays that you guys heard? Have we dropped anybody? Picked anybody?
They just traded Hunter, or they traded Hunter Renfro for a couple prospects to your home state, Boston.
My home state, really?
Yeah.
Okay. They traded Nate Lowe too.
Nate Lowe. That's who they did. Who did I say?
Hunter Renfro.
Oh, Hunter Renfro is gone too. That's right. Hunter Renfro and late Nate Lowe is gone.
I think Hunter. Oh yeah, you're right.
They're both gone. Other than that, it's been just getting ready for training camp.
Spring training. Spring training.
They have training camp then spring training.
No, training camp is in football.
They have a training camp. They
it's
train,
called spring training.
But they train at camp. Then
baseball
they have spring training.
Chip, see, I'm getting on him because if it was you that said this, he'd be getting on you. Baseball, it's called spring
But then, they also, I said then they also have earlier, camp. They have a me. Camp yeah. where they train. So it's training camp. Oh just my. Telling you. When you break camp, what are you doing? You break right. camp, you go to the pros. All
right. Yeah.
So you train where you camp. Training camp.
Enough. Enough. I'll throw your shoe.
You got a school, back, and it's a bus, school bus.
We come back, we'll be talking to hopefully a couple of our winners from last week on the contest. No? Oh, we got. Oh, that's right, not until after the 8 o'clock hour. That's right.
She's
at work.
Be a little bit
she's
late.
Her priorities. And then we got to pick the contest winners for the next week. You guys got anything today? You got any
I
would
do.
You rather?
I got some trivia for you guys.
No,
I have
don't,
a little
I,
different this
no,
week.
No, I'm getting ready for the holidays at work. Didn't have enough time to sit down and
jot
some.
So what you're saying is you're unprepared.
Yeah, but I'm here. I got the knowledge off the top of my head.
Good, because we'll put your knowledge to the test along
what
with chips.
Is it Buccaneer?
That's just an NFL Busters? In general. You guys NFL. Have 10 questions each to see who gets the most right, and they're different questions. So no more like I go first, this and that. The other.
And I'm sure you guys have taken the time to read up on your numbers and colleges attended since we're going into week 4 of my challenge.
I definitely know all of them.
Definitely? You've been studying them?
I mean, I've looked at the schedule, the roster 1,000 times. I know a lot.
Okay, because right now you are winning. That's right. You're at 6 points and he's at 4.5.
Yep.
Big day.
Not a cleat chaser.
All right. Clout.
No, I say cleat.
What? That sounds a little weird, actually. Mm. Sounds a little weird.
They wear cleats.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. Come back.
That's it.
All right, and we're back with Take It Like a Fan. Before we get into calling our contest winners for last week's password and announcing the next week's contest winners, let's have a little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun time.
You've been waiting to do that. All right, so let me go first this time.
You go first.
Let's just go. You know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into part 4. I give you a couple of offensive players. You give me their number and college they attended, and then I give you a couple defensive players, and we do the same. Right now, dog is up 6 to 4.5. How did you get 0.5, by the way?
Because I should have the other 0.5 because I said
Oh, that is
correct. No, you shouldn't get the other 0.5. You got it wrong.
I think I just got the number wrong. I said Penn State and Godwin 14.
Either way, the score is what it is. We don't go back and change stuff because we can't recall.
Well, I was just going to say if it's 6.5, 4.1, I'd say 7 to 5.
No.
Okay. Fine. Fair enough. I tried, dog. 6 to 4.5. All right. So your first offensive player of the week.
And we're saying our name.
You're saying your name. Give me the number in the college. Are you ready?
Yep.
Rob Gronkowski.
Bo.
Okay.
87.
That's correct.
Shit. USC?
Incorrect for the steal. Dog?
Central Michigan?
Incorrect. Arizona, boys.
Damn.
I knew it was somewhere out west.
All right. Last offensive player for the week, Ryan Jensen.
Bo.
Okay.
Humboldt?
No.
Nope. For the steal?
His number?
For the well, yeah,
his college too.
Well, I got to give his number too. Yeah. His number is Jensen's.
Boys.
67.
That is incorrect. 66. And he goes.
Hey, hold on. He went to. It's a weird school. It's like Southern Arizona Par or something like that.
Colorado State.
Colorado State is a Boulder.
All right, so let's move over to defense and hope you boys do better.
Mm-hmm.
0 for 2. Levante David.
Dog.
Dog got this one.
Nebraska 54.
That is correct.
I don't think he got that, but okay. We just hear what we want to hear.
That is a point for dog. Okay. Last one. Jamel Dean.
Dog.
Okay.
Auburn. And he, right now, he is.
You've already did Jamel Dean.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
The defensive players, just while he thinks about it, since you want to argue with me, you're Golston, Winfield, and then I did.
35.
That is correct. And Davis, and then I get JP.
So how much time are you really going to give him to think about that?
Well, you want to debate unlimited with me, time. So
no, that's cool.
Okay, so now the score is 8 to 4.5.
I guess. No special teams.
No special teams. No.
Guess not really that special.
All right, well, we got, I think, one or two more weeks of this, and all I was saying is, do you remember what I said was the winning thing for this? Never mind. I guess that doesn't matter.
Nope, doesn't matter.
Didn't win. Dog's going to take it anyways.
Yep.
I guess.
All right, what do you got?
So, you guys are going to have 10 questions each.
10 questions each?
Are we on a team or are we playing against each other?
You both have 10 questions each.
So, it's not
10
questions total. It's 10 each. Okay.
You have 10 questions each.
10 questions each.
Each.
Busted!
All right.
Who's going first?
You're the leader, so you go first.
I'm the leader.
All right.
How's
10
he
questions.
The, hold on. How is he?
Because he's leading
leader?
In the picks overall.
Oh. Baloney.
In 2013 Super Bowl between the Ravens and the Niners, which player had a record-breaking 108-yard kick return touchdown to start the second half? Who is the player? Marlon Brown, Jacoby Jones, Tannen Toss, or Torrey Smith?
Smith.
You are incorrect. It was Jacoby Jones.
Okay.
Question two. Reggie Bush had a good career after being drafted by the New Orleans Saints in 2006. However,
and then he Kardashianed himself.
One year, he finished with less than desirable stats, ending the year with -3 rushing yards. What year was this? 2012, 14, 16, or 10?
Oh, God. 14?
Incorrect. 2016. What Seahawks player caught a deep ball in the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers in overtime to send them to the Super Bowl? Jimmy Graham, Tyler Lockett, Jermaine Kearse, Doug Baldwin.
Kearse.
Jermaine Kearse is right. Chip gets one on the board.
That's one for three, baby.
2014 NFL Draft, well known for its depth at the receiver position. Which of these wide receivers was taken first? Sammy Watkins, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Odell Beckham.
Incorrect. Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't throw your hands up like you
You
do
just
that.
Dropped the ball. I'm just kidding.
Get it? Because it was a receiver.
Yeah, I was here.
Here we go. Question number...
What am I on? Five or six?
I think six.
I'm on six?
Yep.
Okay.
Eric Flowers is known as a bust left tackle drafted by the New York Giants in the first round of the 2015 NFL Draft. Which of these players was not drafted after Flowers? Vic Beasley, Melvin Gordon, Marcus Peters, or Todd Gurley?
Not drafted after?
Yeah.
Dude, stop throwing your hands up like you know. Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon is incorrect. It's Vic Beasley.
You knew that.
Yeah, I did.
You're such a liar.
We'll see how he does. In 2011, Al Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, passed away at the age of 82.
He did.
What slogan is Davis most known for saying?
Oh, God.
Second place is just the first loser.
Oh.
Let's get this bread. You play to win the game. Just win, baby.
I'm going with the last one. Just win, baby.
You are correct. He's on the board. Question number eight. The Eagles and the Giants have had a story rivalry for years. In 2010, one of the biggest comebacks in recent memory, staged by Michael Vick, was capped off by a punt return at the end of which regulation by which player? DeSean Jackson, Riley Cooper, Jeremy Maclin, LeSean McCoy.
Jackson.
Yep. I think we all remember that one.
He was worried about it.
I keep second-guessing myself on everything. Though.
Question nine. Calvin Johnson is widely regarded as one of the best receivers in history. In his historic 2012 season, Johnson racked up 1,964 receiving yards, breaking Jerry Rice's record.
All right.
Which team did Johnson break the record against? Falcons, Packers, Vikings, or Cardinals?
Vikings.
You are incorrect. It is the Falcons. Question 10.
Yeah, dog.
Golly, Chip.
Yeah, I know you.
What
that
did
too.
The Cleveland Browns get in return from the Colts in the trade that sent Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis? First round pick, Buster Screen, third round pick, or fifth round pick?
It was. I don't think it was a first round pick. Third.
Incorrect. A first round pick.
Really?
Chip was 3 for 10.
All right, dog.
All right, dog. Here we go.
Let me just start throwing my hands up.
After the devastating damage done by Hurricane Harvey in 2017, which NFL player stepped up in raising over $37 million for hurricane
Watt.
Relief, ultimately earning this player Walter Payton Man of the Year Award in 2018?
J.J. Watt.
Vaughn Miller, Khalil Mack, Jadeveon Clowney, or J.J. Watt?
That's bullshit. Seriously.
What? I'm throwing my
Everybody
hand.
Everybody knows that. You're not asking about stats and which player did you get drafted in. Which player
it's
was
all
on
Let's
international
see.
News for raising all kinds of money and talks about it every time the guy
Hold
takes
on.
The field.
This is
Trent
just the questions coming off the phone.
Trent Richardson got traded for our first round, but you don't remember.
Let's get back to the quiz. No. Let's get back. Come on, guys. We're in a game. The Atlanta Falcons blew a 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 41. Or what was it, 49? 31? 49. The
Point
game
for Chip.
The game was the game was the first Super Bowl ever to go to overtime. Which New England player scored the game-winning touchdown to cap off the comeback? Julian Edelman, Deion Lewis, Rob Gronkowski, James White.
Bro. Come on. You know this. Stop looking at his phone.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you are.
Can you repeat the
No,
he didn't
repeat
Edelman,
anything for me.
Deion Lewis, Gronkowski, James White.
James White.
Wrong.
He rushed it in.
So question 3. The versatile running back spent 8 years with the Chicago Bears, then finished his career playing for an East Coast team. Who is this player? Matt Forte, Chester Taylor, Michael Turner, or Shane Vernon?
Unbelievable, man. Dog.
Can you repeat
this? Come
answers?
On, man. We got to get this right the first time.
Yeah.
Matt Forte, Chester Taylor, Michael Turner, or Shane Vernon?
Forte.
This is such crap. Dude, I'm 3 for 3 on his so far.
Who did the Carolina Panthers beat in the NFC Championship round to send them to the Super Bowl, where they eventually lose to the Broncos?
I already know the answer to this question.
Seahawks, Cardinals, Packers, or Vikings? I'm not repeating them.
Packers.
Incorrect. It was the Cardinals.
That's Damn, terrible. Bruce Arians?
That's terrible.
You didn't know that.
What year was Andrew Luck drafted? 10, 14, 15, or 12?
I should know this. Andrew Luck was drafted.
I have a guess.
I want to say 10 or 12. I'm going to say 2012.
That's correct.
That's the two I was going back and forth to.
In early January 2016, the Green Bay Packers and Atlanta Arizona Cardinals played in the NFC divisional round. Although they lost, Aaron Rodgers tossed a Hail Mary to send the game to overtime.
I know.
At the end of regulation, who caught the Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers? Ty Montgomery, Jordan Nelson, Randall Cobb, or Jeff Janis?
Dude, these questions are crap compared to mine.
I can't. Cobb?
Incorrect. Jeff Janis.
I couldn't tell you that.
Well, at least you're willing to.
DeMarco Murray had a successful stint with the Dallas Cowboys before signing the division rival Eagles in 2015 offseason. After just 1 year, the Eagles had enough of Murray to trade him. Who did the Eagles trade Murray to? Jacksonville, Washington, Tennessee, or Cowboys?
DeMarco Murray went to Tennessee.
Correct. 5 for 9.
Just keep asking easy questions.
I didn't make
Which
these
team
questions
did
up.
This player play for? Why don't you ask him who was drafted second in 1982 like you were me?
He won't get this one. After the Jets were embarrassed by the New England Patriots on Thanksgiving night in 2012, the night of the famous butt fumble, this Jets superfan retired from the from creating loud chants at their home games. Fireman Ed, Cowboy Hat Kenny, Giraffe Neck Mark, or Shirtless Joe?
Fireman Ed.
I don't even know who that was.
You didn't know who Fireman Ed was?
I'm not
Come
a
on,
fan.
Man.
The guy that gets the whole J-E-T.
I didn't even know.
Oh, okay.
Tyreek Hill had some
last
of
the... question,
did
bro.
I not
last
get a
question.
Point right there?
You
did.
Last question.
Right. Tyreek Hill had some off-field issues coming out of college, causing him to drop the draft. However, he has since blossomed into one of the NFL's best wide receivers. What did Hill do to fall in the fifth round 2016 draft? Domestic violence, bad influence in the locker room, failed drug test, multiple DUIs.
Domestic violence.
Bro, I didn't make those questions
up.
I
know, but man, come on.
Next time, let him go first.
But those, all his questions were like from 2012
yours relevant
forward.
Too. Yours were relevant,
yours
too.
Yours are pretty easy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No, crap. Anyways, let's call our first contest.
Hold on, how many
by the
did
way,
I get? How many did I get right? Six out of ten?
Six out of ten.
So,
you doubled. No, not tripled.
Oh,
you doubled.
Doubled your score.
Yeah, well, you also had triple the easier questions.
Unreal.
So, all right, so apparently we talked to the young lady that won last week. I know she has work commitments, I believe, until after we are already off the air, so we'll talk to her next week.
Yep.
So she doesn't get to pick anything, right?
No,
the
next contest winner we pick, as long as he knows the password, which was what again?
No risk it, no biscuit.
No risk it, no biscuit. Then he gets to pick what he wants. And then, of course, we'll ask that young lady what she would like to have after that.
Okay.
We have two more to go after that. So, are we going to get a hold of this gentleman now?
Yep.
All right. We'll be back.
See ya.
All right. And we're back. So, we have attempted.
Several times.
Several times. I believe it was about three or four times. But, if you don't answer the phone, we got to move on to the next. We already got our one winner this week. We'll talk to her next week. I say we just move on, man. There's still another gift on the board then.
All right, Caden, we tried, man. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
All right, next. Let's go ahead. I threw all your drawings into that hat right there at the end of the table. So you're squared away.
All right.
All I need you to do is pick two winners, please, dog. Go for it. First winner,
we got Chris George. IG name, CG Legend 80.
CG Legend 80?
Yes, sir.
CG Legend 80. All right, CG Legend 80, you need to be listening to this episode. You got to like and follow us, and you got to know the password for this week, which, you guys mind?
Nope, go ahead.
Go for it.
You got to shake it. Before you bake it.
Ricky Bobby style?
Yes, Ricky Bobby style. Shake it before. Or is that Cal Naughton, though? He's the one that says you got to shake it before you
Cal
bake
is
it.
Your
Cal
is.
But it's still Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, give me a point. Give me a point on the last segment's thing.
Come on. Not for your own riddle.
All right, you got to shake it before you bake it.
Chris George.
All right.
Chris George. And we're going to pull number two. We got John Barnes 23 from the Twitter.
John Barnes 23. All right, John Barnes 23.
So we had
shake it before you bake it.
That's our first Twitter winner.
Is that our first Twitter? All the others are IG?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations to our new winners. Please listen, follow, repeat, share, and like, post. Do all you got
to
do.
You got to listen to the passcode word, which is
shake it before you bake it.
And then we'll call you. We'll get a hold of you. You can always message us the passcode just so to inform us that you know it, so we know you're listening. But we're going to call you, and we're going to put you on the spot. You're going to answer the password code, and you're going to pick your prize.
What do we have left?
We got the Devin White, signed helmet. We got the Shaq Barrett signed helmet, the Kucherov puck signed, and the Kucherov stick signed.
Nice. These really are good stocky stuffers.
Is that stick, though, a game you stick?
I do not believe so.
Oh.
I believe that's just a new Bauer one.
Nice.
Yep. But signed, sealed, delivered to the contest winner. Shake it before you bake it. What was it again? Chris
George.
Chris George.
His IG name was CG Legend 80.
Okay.
And John Barnes 23 from Twitter.
All right. And the young lady, will be talking to her next week as well. She'll have first dibs, and then those two young men can step up as long as they know the password and pick theirs.
Sounds good.
Fair enough.
Sounds great.
All right, anything else for this week? Who do we got this week again? We got the Falcons. Are we home or?
We're away.
We're away.
Mercedes Dome.
We're in the Mercedes Dome.
Two road games and a home game.
Let's just have some fun. Pick it. What's the final score?
We got to ball out, man. We got to put up over 30. We got to put up over 35. And defense got to do something, you know. They got to get some turnovers. They got to get the ball somehow. If it's fumbles or tip picks, whatever.
It's got to be a dominating win.
I'm going with, I want to say around 38 maybe.
I already have mine written down, so whatever he says.
21, 24
really,
maybe?
They're going to get 21 against us. Okay, what do you think?
They got weapons. They got a good offense. Atlanta's not bad, and they're playing good for Raheem. I just think we're going to out-coach him.
38-17, Tampa Bay all the way.
I think Bruce is going to, you know, light the fire under these boys this week.
31-9. 4 touchdowns, field goal against – no, I'll say 10.
Oh, I was going to say 3 field goals?
Yeah, no, they were. I was going to say they missed a field
goal. I got Matt Ryan.
Everybody's missing an extra point now, but then they got our guy.
Playoff starts in fantasy. I got Matt Ryan as my second offensive player.
Guess what? I'm starting Brady this week.
I got Brady starting this week, too.
Dude.
I'm taking out Tyson Hill, though. I mean, he's been solid lately, but I just feel.
Do you hear that?
I did.
Good.
Okay, because that's the last subject matter I want to address.
Listen.
Before we go.
Listen.
I am tired of you two. Picking other teams.
I picked $3, though.
You, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You don't pick
players. I am my own GM.
No, this is daily
fantasy. This is for money.
This is daily fantasy, bro.
No.
That's
daily.
What this is.
No.
And
it's
you do
fantasy.
Not
no.
It's make-believe.
But you don't pick
this
players from the other team.
I'm the GM. I'm winning the money.
Listen,
I gotta.
All I'm saying is team is playing the Bucks. You don't pick players on that team. That means you're benefiting from the Bucks doing bad. Do you understand that?
Or is it the reverse?
No, it's not. Oh, because
you're
willing to.
I've done it. I've took nothing but Bucks and.
And you got your ass kicked for doing that.
Yeah.
I picked
first
the
next
year.
Right?
Yep.
You play
but you
to win the game.
But that's
period.
Why you did not know DeMarco Murray
quote,
went
Days of Thunder.
There's back.
42 other vultures out there.
That's why you did not know DeMarco Murray went back to the Dallas Cowboys. Because you don't play fantasy like me.
My point is, last thing I'm saying. Stop picking the team that we play, especially Bo. And stop picking players that we play against.
Hey, next year we'll do a fantasy. Maybe we'll have some of our
maybe
fans
we'll do a take
play.
It like a lead, take it like a fan lead.
I'll tell you what.
And,
if
and,
you guys
and
can make
you,
stuff like that, we are
going
to do take it.
And
this
if
grows,
you go,
not
trust
a daily
me,
one, a
trust
seasonal
me.
One.
Who
absolutely.
Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick when all the Bucks players are off the board and you know you got Alvin Kamara on the
dude,
board, and who are you going to pick?
Pick
are
you a roster full of one
I
team? I don't care
if
what
you're doing. If you're doing a season's roster, I
that's,
get it. This
that's
is daily.
Exactly what
this
I'm.
This is daily.
Yeah,
and
options are
picks.
Limited. Options are limited.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is because you're on a spending budget.
No. Yeah. And his defense finished with -1.
And I still beat you by over 20 points.
Oh, you're talking about on FanDuel?
Yeah, I'm talking FanDuel.
Yeah.
I'm talking fantasy.
You guys both picked players
it's
from the
fantasy.
Other team. He picked Thielen, and you picked Dalvin Cook.
No,
who'd you pick?
I took Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
what's
Justin
wrong with that?
I'm sorry. I only had a limited amount of money to
thank
spend.
You. That's my.
But you pick other players. There's other players in
so
that
you
dollar
wanted
amount.
Me,
no, there's not. Not that are that good
wanted,
that are going to have that good
of a
day.
You wanted me to start Antonio Brown over Justin Jefferson because they're about
yes.
the same price. They're about $7,100
yeah.
bucks.
Even though
yes.
A-Bree. You know
if that's the two you have on the table to pick from, I would expect you 100% of the time. To pick AB.
Do you know how many snaps, what
win?
Percentage of snaps AB saw on the field last
do you
week?
Play
I
to
take
win
the
or?
Loss from my team. I would rather take the loss and have my ass kicked on FanDuel
me
than
too.
Pick the other player and win on FanDuel and my team lose.
Hey, here's the only thing. We can leave off this.
Okay.
I can't control what those guys do. I can control what that fantasy game does, though.
It's a fantasy.
Look for us on FanDuel. Take it like a fan. We will be having fan contests every week. If you want to join in, feel free.
Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. Message us and you can join. We'll send you the link and play us, man. Show Chip and Bo and Dog himself.
Good luck.
How to win.
Winners. What's our numbers? Call us at.
Always. It's 727-388-1644.
Text line.
And the studio number is 844-542-4111.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Oh, yeah. Go Bucks, unless you're Thielen, and we're going to go ahead and throw on Jefferson, too.
Oh, come on.
Why don't? Hey, who's picking Julio Jones this week?
Okay. Probably you.
He's
no.
not even playing.
Never.
He's
is
not
he?
Even playing.
Okay, well, who's picking Todd Gurley?
Probably you.
Never.
You got more Never. Ties to Atlanta than ties in general.
You do? That's a whole nother story, folks.
Have a great weekend, guys. Go Bucks.
Throwing the ball down.